Hi there, I'm Hayden, Director of Certification for DDP Yoga, and this is...
Josh, I am the Director of Training and Development for DDP Yoga.
We're here today to tell you about the Level 1 workout that you're about to watch, but first off, we just want to say a quick thank you for making the decision to own your life and help other people with their life choices by becoming a DDPY instructor. It's going to be an amazing journey for you. With that in mind, tell them about the course.
We're going to get right into it and let you know that this is a 12-month course, meaning that you have a year to check out what Hayden's about to tell you.
1 year. So, from the moment you start, you need to learn this workout right now that you're going to watch. This is the Level 1 workout. This is your assessment workout. So we want you to eat, sleep, breathe, drink this workout in and out so you know it yourself. On your assessment, you'll be assessed live on Zoom with me and Josh, but there are some requirements to that, which are...
You've got to have at least two people in your class, because learning the movements and the phraseology is one thing, actually teaching it is another. So we want to see that. We want to see you in action.
Yeah, and speaking of terminology, it's really important that you understand the difference between bringing yourself into this, which we want to see. We want to see you, your personality, but also we want to see you using brand terminology. We all know, if you've been around long enough, this is a diamond cutter, and we know we go arms out to a T, clench your fist, sorry dude, and hulk it up. We don't want to change that because that is brand terminology, and you will pick up certain phrases, key points like grip your toes, flex your quads, flex your glutes, tuck your tailbone, grab the ball, are all brand terminology that we have to say. But we do want to see your personality coming through on this. As far as it goes, once you're certified, this is the workout that you can teach going forwards, along with a variation of the Diamond Dozen. But it doesn't mean to say that you can't vary this. You can add different DR in and things like that, but we want to see what you're going to do with that. So once you're certified, if you want to add DR flies, all you need to do is video it, send it through to me and Josh, and we will say, yeah, that's good to go, or here's what we need you to work on. All right, I think that's covered everything.
I do too. With that said, let's get into it.
All right, everyone, this is it. This is your Level 1 workout. This is what we're going to do. For your assessment, you will need to learn this like we said in the intro. We are going to make sure that we leave as many errors in this as possible so you guys can see how we respond as instructors to when things go wrong, if we call the wrong side, if maybe for whatever reason I forget the flow of this workout, we're going to leave that in, so that you guys can see how we respond, where we go to correct this, all right? So, first things first, we've got Josh, and we've also got Lucy, who are here for my class. Remember, you need at least two people for this. We're gonna do this as if it's a real class. So the first thing I'm gonna say to you guys is welcome. I'm Hayden, I'm your instructor for today. Any injuries in this room that I need to know about? Everybody's shaking their head, that's a good sign. You gotta make sure you ask that. Ideally, try and go round your class before and have a personal one-to-one conversation with someone because they might have an injury they don't want to disclose. Because of this, I will say now, obviously you say there's no injuries in the room, that's fine, but just listen to the modifications. When we do push-ups, you don't have to go up and down, you can stay in plank, you can go to your elbows in alligator, you can lower to your knees. There'll be modifications throughout the whole thing, so I'll be making sure I'm making this work for you, all right? Make the DDPY what?
Your own.
There we go. You can throw that in as often as you want. So, with that being said, who's wearing a heart monitor? Josh has got one. I've got one on the board. Lucy's tracking on her Apple Watch. Ask if they've got one. If they don't, encourage it, because it is worth seeing what zones they're working in, how their heart rate's going, if they're engaging as they should be through this workout. All right, water is the last thing, and a towel. Make sure everyone's got some water, make sure everyone's got a towel. We don't have towels, but that's fine, we'll be okay. We're probably not gonna sweat too much, maybe. All right, take yourself down on the mat. We're gonna start with some breathing. Breathing is the key to life. As you know, you've heard Dallas say this over and over again. If you control your breath, you own your life, you control your life. So we're gonna do some deep belly breathing here. Bring your hands to your belly. Just take a big breath in. And as you breathe in, you're trying to push your belly out. Now, as you exhale, blow out through your mouth. Pull your belly button back towards your spine. Good, take a deep breath in. This is a good option to walk around the class as well. Just check that people are breathing. And remind them that this is a crowd participation part of the class because we're going to count back as we go for 3, 2, 1. Deep breath in. And again, exhale for 3, 2, 2. Good. Deep breath. We're going to go a little longer on this one. We're going to try and exhale it out for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deep breath. Exhale it out for 5, 4, 3, 2, 2. One more big deep breath. Biggest one you can do. Hold it there. If you can do this in one breath, try and do it in one breath. If not, take a breath halfway through as we exhale for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deep breath in. Exhale all that air out. Come on up onto your knees. Bring yourself around into table. So start every class with breathing. It gets them in the zone ready for this. Next place you're going to take them is safety zone. Come down onto your hands, into table, and then just as you exhale, push your glutes back towards your heels. Drop your head towards the mat, walk your hands forwards. This is safety zone. They didn't cheer. We're not expecting anyone to cheer on the first one. Dropping that head. Remember, this is a resting position. Anytime you need to, you can drop down into safety zone and take a break from the workout. Awesome job. Now, as you inhale, come on up onto your knees. Sit up on your knees. Take your left leg through. Curl your toes on your right leg, hands to your thigh. And as you exhale, push off your back knee and step up to the front of your mat. All right, let's get this going. Get the heart monitors on and we'll tick over from there. I'm tracking it in two places. Okay. Step on up to the front of your mat. Bring your feet hip distance. Make sure your toes are pointing forwards. Now pick up your toes. Grip them tight into the mat. The first time through, we do the full thing so everyone understands how this works. Grip those toes tight, slightly bend your knees. Flex in your quads. Now try and strain those legs, but try and keep those quads engaged. If you can, try and pull your feet together. That's not going to move your feet, but it's going to work the inside of your thighs. Tuck your tailbone, squeeze your glutes, grab the ball. Remember, you're spreading those fingers wide. You're trying to open them as wide as you can to engage your forearm, your biceps, your triceps, your shoulders. Now, as you inhale with resistance, take it up into touchdown. Get in that height, get in that length. Exhale, moving with resistance like you're moving through clay. Bring those arms down, halfway point. Turn them over now, push. Bring your thumb and your index fingers together. Inhale, take it back. Arms out to a T. Clench your fists. Exhale, hulk it up. Yeah. Tension. At ease, shake it out. Let's do the same again. Step up to the front of your mat. Grip your toes. Flex your quads. Flex your glutes. Tuck your tailbone. Grab the ball. See, we shorten it after we've done the first one. Inhale up in a touchdown. Reaching nice and high. Let's just get a little gimme, gimme, gimme to your left side. Come up on the toes of that right foot, reaching high with that left hand. Inhale, over to the right. And again, over to the left. Good, one more time, over to the right. Yeah, bring it down. Halfway point, push him down. Diamond cutter, thumb and index fingers tight. Inhale, take it back. Arms out to a T. Clench those fists. Exhale, hulk it up. Yeah. Tension. At ease. Bring your feet together. Grip your toes. Flex your quads. Flex your glutes. Tuck your tailbone. Grab the ball. Inhale, touchdown. Exhale, drop that left hand. Scrape the right. Now you're trying to push your right hip across the room. And if you can, look up at that hand. If you can't look up, look neutral or look down. Inhale, take it up. Exhale, drop that right, scrape the left. Remember, we mirror our people through every workout. So if you say left, you use right. Inhale up. Let's do that again. Exhale, drop that left hand, scrape the right. Inhale, reach it up. Exhale, drop the opposite side. Going across as far as you can. Stretching that arm out, pushing that hip out. Inhale, reach. Feet hip distance. Bring them down. Push them tight. Working that dynamic resistance. Inhale, take it back. Arms out to a T. Clench those fists. Exhale, get strong. Yeah. Tension. Good. Shake it out. Here we go. Grip the toes. Flex the quads. Flex the glutes. Tuck the tailbone. Grab the ball. Inhale, touchdown. Exhale, huddle up. Now, I'm going to turn sideways here so not only you guys can see me and these guys here can see me, but also I can see them. So inhale, bring your hands to your knees. Elbows in tight, shoulders back, belly down, tailbone up, bent-legged bar back. You're trying to push into your thighs to lengthen that spine. From here, I can turn my head. I can see everyone's form, but it's also nice if I get up and walk around at this point. And as you can see, Josh, I just want you to lift your shoulders a little higher for me. Little higher, little higher. Get them a bit more. Come on, there we go, there we go. Shoulders back, pushing here, lengthen, perfect form. Deep breath. Exhale and fold forwards from there. Good work. Inhale, back in the same position, bent-legged bar back. Don't be afraid to get off the mat and check your people. Exhale, fold forwards, particularly in bar back and later on twisting lunge. They're great places to check. Inhale, bent-legged bar back, hands on those thighs, elbows in. Push your knees back, straighten those legs out, stiff-legged bar back. Deep breath. Exhale, now fold forwards again. Inhale, slowly roll up. Head's the last thing to come up. Reach high into touchdown. Let's go, gimme, gimme, gimme to the left side. Now over to the right side. This time we're gonna go left side, but bring that right hand down, helicopter. Trying to pull those hands apart. Open up those shoulders. And as you inhale, move with resistance. Nice and slow, over to that right. Good, now bring your feet together. And drop that right arm across, left arm down your thigh, into side bend. Inhale, take it up. Exhale, drop that right hand down. Inhale, reach. Feet hip distance. Bring them down, diamond cutter, push them tight. Stop here. Push your thumb and index fingers together as tight as you can. Inhale, take it back. Arms out to a T, clench your fists. Exhale, hulk it up. Tension. At ease, huddle up. All right, from here, turn your toes and your knees out. Staying in this huddle up position, bring your hands to your thighs. Lift your shoulders over your hips, take a deep breath. Now as you exhale, just take that left forearm, drop it down towards the mat. Deep breath. Exhale, twist that left arm open. Over to the right. Great form. Inhale, bring that hand back to your thigh. Exhale, right forearm goes down. Deep breath. Exhale, stretch it across. Inhale, back. Now as you exhale this time, I want you to take yourself down. Squat, drop and lower. Remember, some of your people might only be able to get this far down. That's fine. Tell them to make the DDPY their own, modify where they need to. But if they can, try and go a little lower, and meet them wherever they're at. If you need to modify with them, do so. Bring your fist to your hand, take a deep breath. Exhale, drop your left forearm to the mat. Good. Inhale, fist to your hand. Exhale, right forearm to the mat. Inhale, fist to your hand. Now, your choices. You can go biceps to your ears if you want, if you want to challenge yourself. You can be fist to your hand if you want to stay there. Or if you're wondering how the hell you get out of this, you can bring your hands on your thighs. Your choice. Everyone take a deep breath. And then lift and count with me for three, two, one. Reach. Now, these two are pretty good at counting. Your people might not count the first time through. If they don't count, you can tell them that you will keep going. So we're going to pretend you two didn't count well. Exhale, bring your arms down. Thumb to thumb, fist to hand, inhale to your chest. Diamond cut sign, exhale, squat, drop and lower. Left forearm to the mat. Inhale, fist to your hand. Exhale, right forearm down. Inhale, fist to your hand, biceps to your ears or hands on your quads. If you don't count this time, I'll keep going. Trust me, I can do this all day. So take a deep breath. Everybody count as we go. For three, two, two, reach. Remember, we count up the second time. Exhale, bring it down. That was better. Thumb to thumb, fist to hand, inhale up, keeping those knees slightly bent. Exhale, diamond cut sign, squat, drop and lower. This time, just fold forwards. Try and squeeze those elbows into your thighs just a little. We're gonna come out again, fist to hand, biceps to your ears. Remember, if they haven't counted, you can keep going. It will get them counting. Deep breath, but this is our last one. Three, two, three as we lift. For three, two, three, reach. Toes and knees in. Straighten your legs, fold forwards. Awesome work. Now from there, inhale into flat back, chest parallel to the mat. Arms out like wings. Hinge at your hips, take it up in a touchdown. Good, diamond cutter, bring them down. Push them tight. Inhale, take it back. Arms out to a T, clench your fists and hulk it up, yeah. Tension. Good, huddle up. So we're keeping the flow going, we're adding more to it. This time we come to our salutation with the push-ups. So inhale, hands on those knees, elbows in, bent-legged bar back. Pushing that spine nice and long. And as you exhale, take both hands to your mat. Step or pop back into that plank position. Remember, you can stay in plank. You don't have to go up and down. Or you can lower to your knees. It's your choice. Remember to give them the modifications the first time through every position that you go into. Deep breath. Everybody count as we go. For three, two, one, and hold. For three, two, one, push it up for three, two, one. This is three, two, two. Deep breath. Lower for three, two, two. Hold it for three, two, two. All the way down. Feet flat, hands flat, glutes loose. Inhale, roll your shoulders back in a cobra. Exhale, drop that head. Curl your toes, lift your glutes into down dog. Good, breathe into this. Trying to work those heels towards the back of the mat. Take a deep breath in. Bend your knees, look up at me. Exhale, step or pounce. Drop down into catcher if you can. Toes and knees out. Fist to your hand. Biceps to your ears or hands on your quads. Your choice, deep breath. Everybody lift and count. For three, two, one, reaching high. Toes and knees in, fold forwards. Inhale, flat back, arms out like wings. Hinge at your hips, touchdown. Good, diamond cutter, bring them down. Push them tight. Inhale, take it back. Arms out to a T, clench your fists, hulk it up, yeah. Tension. At ease, grab a quick drink, great work. How's everyone doing?
Right on.
Good, good energy tonight. Or this morning, whatever time of day it is, wherever we are. Okay. I know we're doing this in virtual silence for you guys at home. We have some music playing in the background very, very quietly right now. We do advocate having music in your class, 100%. Any playlist that you feel like putting together is worth doing, as long as it's obviously PG to some extent, because you don't know who's going to be in your room. But it can add atmosphere and attitude and tone to your class, all right? So don't be afraid to get a speaker and get some music playing. Step on up to the front of the mat. Grip your toes, flex your quads, flex your glutes, tuck your tailbone, grab the ball. Inhale, touchdown. Exhale, huddle up. Inhale, bent-legged bar back. Exhale, hands to the mat. Step or pop in a plank. Remember your modifications, take a deep breath. Everybody count as we go. For three, two,
one, and hold. 3, 2, 1, push it up. 3, 2, 1, take it down. 3, 2, 2, hold it there. 3, 2, 2, all the way down. Feet flat, hands flat, inhale into cobra. Make sure those glutes are loose. Exhale, drop your head, curl your toes, down dog. Now take a deep breath in, and as you do, sweep that left leg to the sky, three-legged dog. Modification for this is to lower to your knees, sit up on your knees, and then everybody sweep or step that left foot through. See how I did the modification at the same time as calling it for everybody else. You don't need to break the flow. If you came through on your knee, hand on your thigh, push off that back knee, you're now in a lunge. Bring your hands to your thighs, push your shoulders up, supported lunge. Remember, no point should you be relaxed, so keep those arms engaged. Inhale, sweep on up into superstar. Make sure you're on the toes of your back foot, your heel is up. Anytime you want, you can step your back foot in. Step it in, step it in. Or you can lower to your back knee. If you're feeling like it and you want to make it more challenging, you can go deeper. Now turn those palms towards me, take a deep breath. And as we exhale, we're going to pull all that positive energy through, butterfly stroke. Inhale, sweep on up in a superstar. You count at the top and say,
1.
Good, pull it through. Inhale, sweep it up. Lucy can be louder. This is
2.
Good, pull it through. Everyone's going to hear Josh. He's mic'd up. Inhale, sweep it up. That's going to be
3.
Good, sweep them out. Grab the ball. Bring that left fist back, right fist over. Now bring your right fist back, thumb face up. We got some punches. Take that left fist out, turn it over. Bring it back. This is how you train them how to do punches. Left fist out and over. Bring it back. Now take the right one out and over. Bring it back. Out and over. Good, stay there. Deep breath. We got 3 slow dynamic resistance punches. Moving like you're moving through clay. Deep breath. Everybody punch and count for 3, 2, 1. Snap at the end again for 3, 2, 1. Here's 2, 3, 2, 2. Again, 3, 2, 2. This is 3, 3, 2, 3. Last one, 3, 2, 3. Good job. We got 5 quick twitch punches. Ray!
Ray!
It's the only time you can get away with that. Deep breath. Here we go. Hit it. 1, 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 4, 1, 5. Good. Sweep on up into superstar. Deep breath. Exhale, fold forwards. Biceps to your rib cage. Modification is bring your hands to your thigh. That's where I'm going right now. Deep breath. We're going to explode out in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Explode. Woo! I want to hear that next time. Bring those feet together. Drop them down. Deep breath. Exhale, drop that right hand, scrape the left. Real key point to mention, when you've done a lunge on your left side, do the side bend over to the right to stretch that left side first. Inhale, reach. So you stretch out the opposite of what you've just worked. Drop the left, scrape the right. Inhale, reach. Feet hip distance, bring them down. Diamond cut a sign, push them tight. Inhale, take it back. Arms out to a T, clench those fists, hulk it up, yeah. Turn chin. Good, huddle up. Let's go straight into the next side. Inhale, bent legged bar back. Elbows in, shoulders back, tailbone up. Exhale, hands to the mat. Step or pop in a plank. Deep breath. Exhale and lower for 3, 2, 1 and hold. For 3, 2, 1, push it up. For 3, 2, 1, take it down. 3, 2, 2, hold it there. 3, 2, 2, all the way down. Inhale into cobra.
Awesome job. Exhale, drop that head. Curl your toes going down dog.
And again, inhale, sweep that right leg high, three-legged dog. Remember the modification being from before? Deep breath. Exhale, sweep or step that right foot through. And come on up into a supported lunge.
So you don't have to give them the full mod every time. Just the first time to be sure. Push into those thighs, shoulders back. Inhale up into superstar. Great work, palms forwards, deep breath. Remember to step in or lower to a knee. Exhale, pull it through. Inhale, sweep on up. You count and say.
One.
Good, pull it through. Inhale, sweep it up. That's going to be.
Two.
Last one, pull it through. Inhale, take it up. That's.
Three.
Good, take those arms down. Grab the ball. Right fist back, left fist over. So you've already trained them. So now you don't need to do it again, you just go straight into punches. So take a deep breath. Everybody punch and count for three, two, one. Again, three, two, two. Oh, one, deep breath. Punch for three, two. Again, three, two. I'm lowering to a knee, not because of my heart rate, but because of my ankle. Deep breath. Nothing wrong with that as we punch for three, two, three. Again, three. Two, three, we got five. Ray!
Ray!
Hit! One, two, one, three, one, four, one, five. Sweep on up. Superstar. A deep breath. Exhale, fold forwards. Biceps to your ribcage, your hands to your thigh. We're coming out. Deep breath in. Count me back from five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
One. Explode up.
Woo!
Oh, a little fall going on. Good work. Take it down, feet together. Exhale, drop that left hand, scrape the right. Breathe into that side. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, drop the opposite side. Great job. Inhale, reach. Feet hip distance, bring them down. Palms face down and push. Inhale, take it back. Arms out to the T. Clench those fists. Everyone make some noise as you hulk it up. Tension. At ease, grab a drink. Great work.
Yeah.
Heart rates are going. 133, 134 for Josh, 141 for me. Lou?
120.
120, good work. Right in your zone. All right. Remember, if you don't know what your heart rate zones should be, the equation is in your level one guidebook, but it's really simple. 180 minus your age is your top number, minus 20 is your bottom number. Those two numbers right there are your green zone. That's where you want to be working for the best optimal fat burning zone. All right, step up to the front of the mat. We're gonna do some balance. Plant your left leg. Grip the toes on your left side, flex the left quad, flex the left glute, now pick up your right knee. Now, if you've got people doing this up and down, that's cool. That's where you're at. If you're wobbling, it's fine. Just pick it back up. But wherever you go is fine with me. Make the DDPY your own. Make it meet you where you're at. And then try and challenge yourself. If you can, flex the toes on that foot and grab that right knee with one hand or two. Take a deep breath. Hold it. For five, four, three, two, one. Now let go, straighten that leg out. And again, it might be 2 inches off the mat, that's fine. But I want you to try and lift it higher. Arms out to your side first. If you've got that, maybe you can take your biceps to your ears. Good job, deep breath. Hold it for five,
four,
three,
two,
one. Now sweep that leg back into a supported lunge. Again, hands on your thighs, heel up at the back, toes engaged. Now inhale, sweep high into superstar. Good, now reach out, grab the ball. We're gonna do some DR rows here. First time we do this, it's just upper body, so drop the ball, grab the cables. Work in your back, work in your biceps. Deep breath. Now pull and count for three, two, one. Inhale, negative rep, take it out. Now this time, if you want to make it more challenging, you can pull and you can lower that back knee as we go. For 3, 2, 2, inhale. Pull, for 3, 2, 3, inhale. Pull, for 3, 2, 4. One more, pull, for 3, 2, 5. Great job, inhale up in 2. Superstar. Deep breath. You see, I'm turning this way because we're going to take that right hand to the mat. Take your right foot back as far as you can. If at any point during this right now anyone needs a block, you can grab blocks if you've got them, put it underneath that right hand, it's going to make it a little easier. You can also lower that right knee down. Just make sure there's some distance between the right knee and the right hip. Now, if you can, pick that back knee up. Take a deep breath. Lengthen that back leg out, left hand to the outside. And as you exhale, twist that left arm to the sky. Look up at that left hand. Now you can see why I've turned this way, because I'm facing my class straight away. And if I see anything, and I think actually I can help out, make this a little easier, I can take this hand, Lou, and we're just gonna bring it right up there. Perfect. Josh, can you take that back foot a little bit further back for me? It's good that you're on a knee if you want to modify. That's good. Open up. You've got some good legs there to get some length, so that's great. Reaching high, keep that hand engaged. Take a deep breath. And exhale it out for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bring both hands down. Biceps to your ribcage, your hands to your thigh. Deep breath. Step that back foot in if you want as we explode in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Explode up. Woo! Good, drop it down. Shake it out, diamond cut. Whoo, baby, inhale, take it back. Getting warm, arms out to a T. Clench those fists, everybody, hook it up, yeah. Tension. Good, at ease. Plant the right leg. Grip the right toes, flex the quad, flex the glute. On the right side, pick up your left knee. And again, if it's going up and down, that's cool. Wherever you're at, grab that left knee if you can with one hand or two. And again, if you wobble, you're weebling and wobbling around, doing a little dance, that's all good. That's what this is all about. Deep breath. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great job, straighten that leg. Arms up high. See, I quite like it whenever I do balance in class and I fall, I enjoy it because it humanizes you as an instructor as well, right? So if you feel yourself going, let it happen. From there, deep breath, lift that leg higher. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sweep that leg back into a supported lunge. Again, shoulders up. Doing this a lot, this supported lunge position is a foundational lunging movement. It just makes sure that everyone's in the right place. You can also check your class. Inhale up into superstar. Awesome. Exhale, bring those arms down. Inhale to the front. Drop the ball, grab the cables. First time it's just upper body. Deep breath. Pull for 3, 2, 1. Inhale, negative rep, take it out. Great. Pull and lower if you want for 3, 2, 2. Inhale. Pull it in for 3, 2, 3. Inhale. Pull for 3, 2, 4, inhale. Last one for 3, 2, 5, inhale up. Superstar. Good, deep breath in. Exhale, drop that left hand down to your block, to your mat, whatever you've got. Go deep on that left foot, right hand to the outside, inhale. Lengthen that spine as you inhale, and then exhale, twist open. I got that directly from Yoga Doc. Anytime we're gonna twist, inhale, fill it and lengthen, and then exhale, twist. Open those fingers. Make sure you're keeping that hand engaged, forearm engaged, keeping that heart rate elevated, deep breath. Come off that knee if you can as we count back from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Both hands down. Biceps to your ribcage, your hands on your quad, deep breath. We're coming up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, explode up, woo! Great job, drop it down. Bring those feet together. Inhale, grab that right wrist and lift high. And as you exhale, take that right arm across. Try not to look up past your elbow, but if you can't look up, you can always look down. Deep breath. Exhale, drop that hand down. Left hand, that would be. See, that happens a lot. Inhale, reach. You forget which hand or arm or leg you're moving. Inhale, grab the left wrist, pull it up. Exhale, take it across. I guarantee in your workouts when you're training, you'll get used to going right or left. It happens. Exhale, drop that right hand down. Don't beat yourself up over it. Inhale, reach. Feet hip distance, diamond cutter, bring them down. Push them tight, inhale, take it back. Arms out to a T, clench your fists, exhale, hook it up. Tension. I know you're ready for a water break, but you know what? We're going on, huddle up. Always try and keep your people engaged. Inhale, bent leg, your bar back, have some fun with them. Exhale, hands to the mat. Step up, up in a plank. Lower to your forearms, into alligator. Palms face down if you can. If not, clasp your hands. Whatever works for you. Try and stay off your knees, but that's your modification if you need it. Keeping your core tight. Now, normally, I would talk to the class at this point, tell them a story about a song that's playing, or just try and keep them there as long as I can, like I'm doing right now. Or you can just say this. Hey, Josh, give me a number.
Five.
Four. Three. Two. One, that was really lame. Stay there, deep breath. Do another, five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
Two, all the way down. Five. Wow. Inhale up in a cobra. Exhale, down dog. No, because I know yours would have been a 70 or something. Deep breath. We're coming up to it. Exhale, lower to your knees. Push back into safety zone. Awesome work. Come on up, grab a drink. Now you see how they cheered? If your people don't cheer when you drop in the safety zone, bring them back out. Do alligator again. Do another push-up. Do some mountain climbers. Do anything so that they go, okay, yeah, he means business. Safety zone, whoa! All right, we got to get them engaged. Keep them going with this. All right. We're gonna do table. So from here, bring yourself into table position. You want your knees under your hips, hands under your shoulders, and I want you to inhale into cat lift. Roll your shoulders back, belly to the ground. Now as you exhale, drop your head, tuck your tailbone, notch your spine into cat arch. Inhale, cat lift. Exhale, cat arch. Let's do that one more time. Inhale, cat lift. Exhale, cat arch. Good job, come back in the table. And again, think about being turned sideways here. So my left hand, plant your left hand underneath your left shoulder. Take your left foot straight back. Turning sideways so I can see my people. Now Josh, just do me a favor, point your toes for me as if we're doing ballet. So I'm gonna tell Josh, pull your toes to your face. That's it, push your heel out. And now take a look at your foot, try and point it straight down to the ground for me. That's it, perfect form. All right, you're trying to push, elongate that spine by pushing that heel out as far as you can. Now if you can, take a deep breath, walk that right hand out onto your fingertips. If you've got it, as you inhale, you can pick that right hand up like you're gonna shake my hand. Very often you'll see people like this, arms straight out. Tell them, turn it this way, engage. We don't want soft hands. Open those fingers. Deep breath. Here we go. Exhale. Deep breath. Exhale it out for five,
four,
three, two, one. Stay there. Deep breath. We're going to crunch and hold for three, two, one. Reach it out. Crunch and hold for three, two. Reach it out. One more time, crunch and hold for three, two, three. Take it out and hold it for five,
four,
three,
two,
one. Come back in the table. Turn that left wrist into a fist. Elbow straight, roll it on the back.
And then as you pick it up, don't put any pressure on it, roll it back to a normal position. And again, roll it over onto the back. Call it flipping the wrist, up and down. We're gonna do the other side. Plant the right hand, take that right foot straight back. And again, make sure your toes are pointing to the ground, heels being pushed away, toes are pulled in. When you're ready, walk that left hand out onto your fingertips or pick it up, bicep to your ear. Whatever works. Now I realize, the first time through on the crunches, I didn't tell these guys what we were gonna do before we did it. Said we were keeping errors in, so I'll be clearer this time. So here we go. First thing we're gonna do is we're just gonna hold this. So take a deep breath. Exhale and count back from five,
four, three, two, one.
Deep breath. We're gonna crunch your left knee or right knee to your left elbow. Crunch and hold for three, two, one. Reach it out. Crunch and hold for three, two, two. Reach it out one more time. Deep breath. Crunch and hold for three, two, three. Reach deep breath for five, four, three, two, one. Come down. Flip that wrist. Up and down. Great job. Inhale into cat lift. Shoulders back, belly to the ground. Exhale, cat arch. One more time, cat lift. Exhale, cat arch. Good, come back. We're going back to the well again. Plant the left hand, left foot straight back. Right hand goes out. This time we got some regular crunches. Dropping that head, looking at your mat, aligning your spine. Deep breath. We're gonna crunch your left knee to right elbow. Here we go. Crunch, you say?
One.
Great work. Crunch.
Two.
Be encouraging. Crunch.
Three.
You got it. One more. Crunch.
Four.
I lied. Crunch.
Five.
Reach it out for five.
Four.
Three, two, one. Come down. Flip that left wrist. Up and down. All the way. Now plant the right hand. Take the right foot straight back. Take that left hand out. Aligning that spine. Reaching long, deep breath. We got those crunches again. Exhale, crunch, you say?
One.
Good job. Crunch.
Two.
Getting stronger. Crunch.
Three.
Great work. Crunch.
Four.
One more. Crunch.
Five.
Reach and stretch, deep breath. For five.
Four.
Three, two, one. Come down. Flip that right wrist. Up and down. Inhale into cat lift. Exhale, cat arch. Now come back to neutral. Sit up on your knees and curl your toes. Make sure you're on the toes of your feet, on the balls of your feet at the back. Bring your hands to your hips. Now as you inhale, fill it up and then exhale, push those hips forwards. Now this might be where you want to stay. If you want to go for it though, inhale, reach those arms high. Good, now, as you exhale, try and take that left hand back to your thigh, your calf, your ankle, or your heel. See, give them all the options. Someone might be here on their thigh. That's fine. Or someone might be all the way back on the floor. Making the DDPY their own, right? Inhale, reach. And again, this time, other side, exhale, drop that right hand back to your thigh, your calf, your ankle, or your heel. Leaning back. Ah, nice work, pushing those hips forwards. Inhale, reach. Now as you exhale, bring those arms out to a T. Clench your fist, mini hulk it up, yeah. Tension. At ease, bring your hands to your hips. One more time, inhale. Push them forwards. Exhale, drop both hands back. Try and get those heels, those calves, wherever you're at. Pushing those hips out, deep breath. Exhale for five,
four, three, two, one.
Reach. Come in the table. Oh man, let's get off those knees, go right in the down dog. Whew. Now we're gonna walk the dog here. So bend your left knee, push your right heel back. Inhale back to down dog, bend the right knee. As you exhale, push the left heel back. And again, left knee, right heel. Right knee, left heel. One more time, left knee, right heel. Right knee, left heel, deep breath. Back to down dog. Exhale to safety zone. Yeah! Ooh, two safety zones mid-workout. Awesome. Come on up, grab a drink.
Doing great. Like we said, this is the level one. This is supposed to be designed for complete beginners to be able to walk into, as well as those who've been doing the program quite a while. So it's gonna work for everybody. All right, come up on your knees. Take your left leg through. Modification is to keep your knee bent. If you want to challenge yourself, straighten that leg out. Arms go wide. And as you inhale, I want you to pick that left leg up. Try and hold it there. Crashing aeroplanes. Deep breath. These guys are killing it today. Exhale for 10,
9,
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Plant that left leg. Curl your toes on your right foot. Hands to your thigh. Push up. Flatten that back foot in a warrior. Turn those hips forwards. Now, keeping that knee bent over your ankle, back foot flat, sweep on up into Road Warrior One.
What a rush.
No one said it. Bring it down. We have to at least do this one time through. Inhale, come on up into Road Warrior One.
What a rush.
Deep breath. Exhale. Squaring those hips as best as you can. Deep breath in. Exhale, bring your arms down. Stay in here, grab the dumbbells. Work your biceps. Squeeze them and flex as you pull up for 3, 2, 1. Inhale, negative rep. Good, pull and flex for 3, 2, 2. Inhale, one more time. Pull it up for 3, 2, 3. Good, inhale. Open up into a tension. At ease, now sweep it up. Row Warrior One. Exhale, Road Warrior Two. Depends who's in the room. What a rush again, I'll say it. Deep breath. Exhale, drop that right hand down, left arm comes up, reverse Road Warrior. Breathe, keep that knee bent over your ankle, looking up. Inhale, come back to Road Warrior Two. Turn your palms face up. Grab the cables. We got those showstoppers, deep breath. Work it and pull for 3, 2, 1. Inhale, negative rep, take it out. Pull and count for 3, 2, 2. Inhale. Pull it in for 3, 2, 3. Open up in a Row Warrior Two. Let's go right in a reverse warrior again. Dropping that hand back. Remember, modification is just to step that back foot in. Inhale, come back in a Row Warrior Two. Take that left forearm to your thigh. Sweep that right arm across. Bicep to your ear into extended side angle. Again, try and roll that top shoulder back. So instead of it being in front of you here, it wants to be opening up. If you can look up, look up. If you can't, don't worry. Inhale, bring it back, Row Warrior Two. Exhale, reverse it. Nice job, bring it back. Turn your hips forwards. Straighten that front leg. Take a big breath. And as you exhale, I want you to go down. Trying to go forwards with your chest, but down with your hands, but keep that knee straight. Don't bend that knee. Once you're as far as you can go, plant that left hand, big breath. Exhale, sweep that right arm to the sky. All the way up in a triangle. Looking up at that hand if you can. Deep breath. Exhale here for 10,
9,
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come down. Bend that knee. Let's go right back up in a Row Warrior One. This is a great way of resetting yourself between triangle and twisting triangle. So again, deep breath. Exhale that front leg straight. Hands to your thigh. Take them down. Plant the right hand this time
on the outside of your left ankle. Deep breath and twist open with that left arm. Try and have your palm facing the way that your head's looking. Deep breath in. Great job, guys. Hold it for 10.
9.
8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Come back down. Bend that front knee. Go right in a runner's lunge. Lift your heel. Hands to the mat. Bring them on the inside of that leg. If you have anyone that struggles with this, they can lower to their back knee. And then everybody sweep that front leg up and out into three-legged dog. Give it a shake. Come back into down dog. Exhale into plank and just drop your hips into a modified cobra. Stay on those toes here. Good job. Inhale, sweep it up in down dog again. Exhale, lower to your knees. Sit up on your knees. Let's do the other side. Right foot goes through. Again, keeping that knee bent if you need to, or straighten it out, arms wide. We got this side to do and then we're going home. Inhale, pick up that right leg. Breathe through it. Deep breath. Count it back from 10.
9.
8.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Plant that foot, curl your toes on that left leg, push up and flatten it off into warrior. Turn those hips forwards and sweep straight up into row warrior number one. Oh, looking up, breathe into this. Exhale, take both hands down. Grab the cables, work your biceps and pull for 3, 2, 1. Inhale, negative, take it down. Pull for 3, 2, 2. Inhale. Pulling up for 3, 2, 3. Attention, open up. Stretch them out. At ease, sweep up into row warrior one. Exhale, row warrior two. Right arm forwards, left arm back. Great work. And again, in warriors, turn yourself. Especially warrior two. If you can't turn yourself for whatever reason, you can always get off the mat. Come and stand straight in front of them so they can see you. From there, palms up, grab the cables and pull for 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Pull it in for 3, 2, 2. Inhale. Pull for 3, 2, 3. Inhale, open up row warrior two. Let's reverse it straight away. Go right in reverse row warrior. See, that's why we're leaving this in. It's like the blooper reel. Inhale back, row warrior two, drop that forearm to your thigh. Sweep that left arm across, bicep to your ear. I'll point another mistake out. First side through, I did reverse row warrior, then I did showstoppers. But this time, I didn't, for whatever reason. So be aware that that can happen, and it's not the end of the world if it does. Inhale, bring it back, row warrior two. Exhale, reverse it one more time. Good, bring it back, row warrior two. Now from there, turn your hips forwards. Reach up in a row warrior one. Now, straighten that front leg. All right, guys, we made one cut purely because we had a technical issue. So we're picking up straight from where we were. So we were in warrior on the right side. Hands to the thigh, straighten that right leg out. Exhale, go forwards. And take that hands down as far as you can without bending the knee. Deep breath. Exhale, twist that left arm to the sky. All the way up in a triangle. Deep breath in. Exhale it all out for 10,
9, 8.
Keep the count steady.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bring it down, bend that knee, go right back up in a row warrior number one. Reaching nice and high. Don't ever be afraid to call your class out if they count too quick. It does happen. Deep breath, straighten that front leg. Exhale, both hands down, go forwards and down. Plant that left hand outside your left right ankle. Deep breath. Exhale, twist open. Deep breath. One more time as we're here for 10,
9,
8, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Come down, bend that front knee. Lift that back heel, hands in the mat, runner's lunge. Bring both hands on the inside of your right leg, and as you inhale, sweep that right leg up and out, three-legged dog. Come back to down dog. Exhale into plank, drop your hips into that modified cobra. Oh yeah, feels good. Inhale, back up in a down dog. We're almost out of here. Come back to plank. Take a deep breath. We've done three counts. We're gonna finish with the five count. Remember to modify. Lower to your knees if you want. As we go for five, four, three, two, one, and hold. Five, four, three, two, one, and up. Five, four, three, two, one, and down. Five, four, three, two, and hold. Five, four, three, two, all the way down. Feet flat, hands flat, glutes loose, inhale into cobra for the last time. Exhale into down dog. Deep breath. Exhale, lower to your knees, push back into safety zone. Yeah. Whoo, we are going home. Coming up, come around to your glutes. What we are gonna do is throw a little bit of core in this just before we finish. So, while you have your people, tell them to get a drink, grab a quick drink. While you're having a drink, I'm gonna show you the modification so they're sat up and they can see this. We're gonna do some regular crunches and we're just gonna go from here, like a lying touchdown, knees bent, pinfall position. Inhale, crunch, that's one. Or you can modify it and make it a little bit more challenging by having your knees bent, feet up, crunch, one. If you wanna go a little further, you can have your feet straight up in the air, crunch. If you wanna go all the way, you can take those legs out, legs and arms up, crunch. Or change it up as we go through this. So choose your modifications, lay yourself back in pinfall, choose where you wanna be. We got 10 of these, arms high, deep breath. Here we go, crunch and hold, that's one. Take it down, crunch, two. Here we go, crunch, three, great work. Crunch, four, I'm doing the full version now. Crunch, five, crunch, six, crunch, seven, now my feet are down. Crunch, eight, two more, crunch, nine, last one. Crunch, 10, good, come down. Pinfall, lift in the bridge, squeeze those glutes high. Exhale, human cannonball, pull it in tight. Pinfall in a bridge, we got one more to do. Make a diamond cutter sign underneath your glutes. Lower your glutes to your hands. Take both legs straight up in the air. These are leg raises. Modification is to bend your knees and you're just gonna lower your heels to 2 inches off the mat. Full version, lower your legs to 2 inches off the mat. Your choice, deep breath. Exhale, lower and hold it for three, two, one. Inhale, reach. If you want to make it more challenging, come onto your elbows. Lower and hold for three, two, two. Inhale, lower and hold for three, two, three. Inhale, lower and hold for three, two, four. One more. Lower and hold for three, two, five. Pinfall into bridge. Awesome work today. Exhale, human cannonball. Good, pinfall in a bridge. Squeeze those glutes, tuck that tailbone, lift them high. Exhale, human cannonball, pull it in tight. Come back down to pinfall, keep your feet where they are. Let both knees drop over to your left. Arms out like wings if you can. Look over your right shoulder. Now pick up your left foot and put it on top of that right knee. And let gravity do the work. That's gonna pull that knee down a little deeper. Keep your right foot where it is. Point your left knee to the sky.
Pick up that right foot, and in front of you, you have a figure four. Reach through the figure four with your left hand and grab your thigh with both hands. If you've got your thigh, maybe you can grab your shin or your knee or your foot if you want to go for it. Deep breath. Exhale, crunch your foot to your face, face to your foot. Inhale, get some length, arms go high, leg goes out. Exhale, crunch. Just trying to open up that hip. Inhale, get some length, one more time. Exhale, crunch. Excellent work. Come back to pinfall, push up in a bridge. We got the other side and we're done. Exhale, human cannonball, pull it in tight. Good, come back to pinfall. Keep your feet down, knees up. Let your knees drop over to the right this time. Arms out and look over your left shoulder. Wrap that right foot on top of that left knee and sink down. Again, don't force this. It's also another good option for you as an instructor to just sit up and check your class, because some people will get their feet the wrong way around. Keep that right foot where it is. Point your left knee to the sky. Pick it up, reach through the figure four, grab your thigh or your shin. Head back, deep breath. Exhale, crunch. Foot to your face, face to your foot. Inhale, reach, get some length. Exhale, crunch. One more time, inhale, reach. Last time, best time, exhale, crunch. Great job, back to pinfall, push up in a bridge. Exhale, human cannonball, pull it in tight. Inhale, pinfall in a bridge. Exhale, human cannonball, pull it in tight, 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 kick out. Dead man, dead woman, dead person, palms face up. Push your heels out across the room, one at a time. Tuck your tailbone in your chin and just breathe easy. Depending on what room space you've got and how long you've got, you can leave them here to do some deep breathing for a few minutes. Or you can just follow me, bring your knees to your chest. Start to roll yourself up into a sitting position. If you struggle to roll up, just roll from pinfall to your left side. Use your left hand and right arm to push yourself up. Cross your legs. Bring your fist to the mat, lift yourself an inch and square your seating bones down nice and even. Hands on your thighs, shoulders back. Now, at the end of every class, you would normally do calories for those who've tracked it. Our calorie counter today has decided to disappear on us. Lou's tracked on her Apple Watch. What do you get? 337. 337. Nice work. It's only three. I did more. And I got 302, so on my Garmin. Whatever works, all right? As long as people are tracking, that's a good thing. Remember, you need to know this workout inside and out. So for those 100 hours of practice that you've got to do for your level one certification, most of them should be practicing this workout and teach it. Get used to teaching it. Get comfortable making mistakes in front of people. Now go and own it. Bring your fist to your hand, take the biggest, the deepest breath of the day. Turn into a diamond, cut a sign, exhale, push it out. Hit it. Kick ass. We'll see you on your assessment. Great work, guys.
Great job, Hayden. Woo!